Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains.
All right, I'm ready.
The crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 8th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is hour one of two. The goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Sorry about my voice, ladies and gentlemen. I've had a cold for quite some time now. I can't seem to get rid of it for some reason. It's not the COVID, I'm sure of that, but it's strange. You got the COVID, you got the flu, you got the cold, you got sickness running around everywhere. And I suspect that'll be the case going forward. I'm expecting more and more and more sicknesses. Because I believe that's really planned by those who want to weaken the greatest country on the face of the earth, those who want to create a panic in the world, etc. I digress, except I'm telling you, I'm so sorry about my voice. I'm just doing the very best that I can. I drink tons of water and tons of juice and do my very best and take my herbs and health foods and everything else. But man, oh man, it's kind of rough. Anyway, thanks for your patience. A quick recap with yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen. Devin Nunes retires from Congress, will become the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. They call it TMTG. The organization announced in a press release on Monday, Congressman Devin Nunes, they say, is a fighter and a leader. He will make an excellent CEO of TMTG. They say Devin understands that we must stop the liberal media and big tech from destroying the freedoms that make America great. America is ready for Truth Social. That's the social media operations, arm or whatever you want to call it. It's the brand name that Trump will use for his media. They've already raised over $1 billion from investors. That's according to the BBC. And on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, they already raised like $300 million from Americans. Regulators are now investigating Trump's media company, along with a group called Digital World Acquisition. That's a, quote, blank check company because of the weird way Donald Trump and others are putting this whole thing together. What do? They create a shell corporation. They got this Digital World Acquisition. The big investigative debate is, hey, did you know who your investors, were going to be? Did you know who you were courting and working with before you floated your offering to go public? And that's a way to skip a lot of the, quote, regulatory realities that most face when they go public. And, man, it's all a big old mess. And the sad part is we haven't even seen Trump's company produce anything in the media yet, as far as I know. What a disgrace. What a shame that is. They've already raised $1.3 billion? Is that $1.3 billion it is, right? Okay, and they haven't even done anything, and they're already under scrutiny? Wow. Now, Ryan Gudersky, I think that's how you say it, sent me an email that says, resign, recall, and replace CRT school boards. That's the blaze with that news. And I'm asking, why do they continue to email me and beg me for money? They're saying we got to have people resign and we got to recall and replace the school boards. Why not just get your kids out of the government school and shut down the school board altogether? Why even battle this battle? Just say, you know what, I'm out. But no, what they want to do is they want to continue to back the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, which is compulsory government school. They want to fund it with other people's tax dollars. Then the parents just want to run around and complain. What they really want is a babysitter for their kids. And they claim they want to get involved and hold school officials accountable. But they don't want to take ultimate responsibility at all, do they? That's the real problem as I see it, ladies and gentlemen. Are you familiar with Tucker Carlson, for example? Fine. How about Laura Ingraham? Fine. How about Donald Trump Jr., huh? How about Glenn Beck? They all begged me for money. They sent me this press release from Ryan Gudersky. And so you got Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Donald Trump Jr., and Glenn Beck. They all beg me for the money. They say they got to have the money for the media. No matter that they've already raised $1.3 billion for Trump's company that hasn't even done anything in the media yet, they beg me for more money. I offer. I try to reach out and say, listen, I don't have a lot of money, but I do have a media company. I can interview your people. I can help if you put a couple of bucks in, create a syndicated talk show for you. I can have you on as a guest for free. I'll do all that I can to help. In fact, I'm even running a commercial for Donald Trump right now for free. I'm willing to do all I can to help. And I reach out to Mike Lindell, and he says, I'm not doing interviews. I'm too busy. We can't come on your program. And I don't mean to be rude, but when you do that, how honest is it, folks? Honesty really is the issue, okay? All right? These guys are all multimillionaires, ladies and gentlemen. Honesty is the issue. What are they begging me for money for, really? I really want to know, why would you beg Sam Bushman for money? I mean, I just don't get it. All right? Now, I believe that there's other networks that are doing a great job, that are willing to partner with us and make a difference. Brighty on TV is one of them. But I look at it and I go, Glenn Beck could put me on the Blaze in a heartbeat. Mike Lindell could put me on his network. And you could say, well, Sam, you're just not good enough. You're just not, you know, the caliber of broadcast that we have on our networks. Fine. That's fine. You could still have your guests come on my show to help promote for free what you're doing. Well, Sam, you're just not big enough or important enough. Okay, now we're getting somewhere then. So, you know what? You want me to help you, but yet I'm not big enough to be part of what you do. Never mind that I've been in the media for 25 plus years. Never mind that I went to the Republican National Convention and the President Trump inauguration on my own dime. Most broadcasters, podcasters, even Alex Jones couldn't get into the event. I was there live with legitimate radio credentials. What more do you want? Okay, so something, there's a disconnect is what I'm getting at, folks. And I submit to you, honesty is the issue. If you're Mike Lindell, don't beg and complain at the mainstream press trough that they won't interview you and you can't get your story out. But then guys like me reach out at my own expense to help cover what you're talking about because I believe you're right on the topic, and then you turn me down. Then don't run around as multimillionaires, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, Donald Trump Jr., all these people, the Blaze, beg me for money so that you can get your word out in the media. Look, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, and Tucker Carlson, all three of those are big host names. All of them have been with the big mainstream networks, too. What, CNN and Fox? Does it get bigger than CNN and Fox, can I ask you, ladies and gentlemen? So there you have it. I just find it dishonest and disingenuous. And I'm not trying to attack people. I think Tucker Carlson's one of the best guys out there. He's put his money where his mouth is. Tucker Carlson actually has a media service called Daily Caller that he was one of the co-founders of. It's tremendous stuff. So I'm not here just to complain and attack everybody. Glenn Beck's done his stuff in the media as well. I mean, he does talk shows and he does The Blaze. But when you think about The Daily Caller and The Blaze, when you think about Fox and CNN, when you think about Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, and Tucker Carlson, and those guys are saying, Sam, we need a couple of bucks to help us with the media, I'm kind of going, what are you talking about? Really? Is that genuine? Does that really make sense when the average family's trying to have enough money for Christmas and deal with the increased cost of the Biden inflation and everything else and then beg me for money? And then I reach out to offer to help and no go, no dice. General Flynn has time to come on Liberty Roundtable Live, but not Mike Lindell. See, something isn't making sense, folks. It really isn't. All right, second hour, Brighty on TV was with us in our simulcast. We had Clickatuck County Sheriff of Washington, Bob Songer, with us. Incredible job. He had a press release that he sent to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. And it was about the DOJ and the FBI school board. And he basically said, listen, we will not be cooperating with you folks when you want to go ahead and consider parents terrorists for pushing back on the school board. We're not doing that in my county. By the way, you're not welcome in my county. Don't come here. If you do, you got to call me first, basically. And he basically said, look, we're not doing this. Parents have every right to push back. Pushing back, suggesting we'll elect somebody else and replace you if you don't do the job, none of those are criminal acts in the state of Washington. Anyway, he did a great job. Archives of the simulcast of the Sheriff Mack show in video can be found at Brighteon TV, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's Brighteon.com is where you can actually find that. Anyway, all I'm telling you is great stuff from Brighteon. Great stuff from former Sheriff Bob Songer. And next hour, we're going to dig way more into this because, man, it's out of control. The government is out of control at these school board meetings. I'm just telling you, flat out of control. You say, Sam, you said that five times. I know. But it is so riveting. It is so, what's the term, in your face that I got to repeat it more than once, ladies and gentlemen. I've just got to. All right, we've got great news, but it's kind of weird news. So I've always mentioned, and Richard Back mentions, we don't need to go to the courts for answers on everything, but the Republicans have done so nevertheless. But we have victories as a result of them going to court. What I don't like about going to court all the time is it puts in the hands of the very, very few so much power, it's beyond belief. A judge here or two has more power than the president oftentimes. If you don't believe me, Donald Trump got shut down on so many things by a single-robed judge. Is that what we want in America? Well, now it's happened to Joe. I'll tell you about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. There's so much to cover. There's so little time. It's amazing. All right, I'm trying to dig into Devin Nunes and get his new American, or John Birch Society Freedom Index score, congressional scorecard based on the U.S. Constitution, because you know, a lot of people don't know what his constitutionality really is, right? So I want to focus on that. I'll get to that as soon as I can here. I'm working on it. Problem is I'm only one person, and I'm trying to research that while I do the interview. Okay. Anyway, it's crazy. Thanks for your understanding, though. All right. I mentioned to you that a good news has happened. A federal judge in Georgia issued a nationwide stay on Biden's vaccine mandate. Now, I'm going to add unconstitutional right here, right? Because people need to understand it's unconstitutional vaccine mandate. U.S. District Judge, the guy's name is Stan Baker, is the one who issued the ruling. And he joining two other federal court decisions. So now we got the third federal court decision stopping Joe, blocking Biden's mandate from taking effect. By the way, South Carolina joined the lawsuit against Biden's mandate, along with a few other states. You got South Carolina, you got Georgia, you got Alabama. Wow, what a cluster in the South. Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama. Good for them. You also got Indiana, Kansas, you got South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia. That's according to the Reuters News Service. So you got a lot of states involved there. And a federal judge in Georgia, literally the third judge to shut down Biden. Right? You got South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Indiana, that's four. Five with Kansas. Utah, that's six. West Virginia, that's seven states right there alone. In my mind, doing a good job there on that. I'm really pleased with that and proud of those who were involved in that, you know? And that's pretty good. Right? And that's good news. And, all right, let's see here. I'm just trying to think about this. So you've got three blocked realities. And every court case slightly dealt with something different from what I understand. In other words, can you force private workers in companies with over 100 employees? Well, no, says the court. Okay, what about federal worker contractors? Well, no. We just go on and on. It's pretty cool, in my opinion. Right? I just find it fascinating, right? Devin Nunes. He's not in there. What the heck? He's California. He's Republican, conservative. Maybe he's just a Republican, not a Republican conservative, right? Party chamber. Let's search again. All right. California, Republican Party, Devin Nunes. He's a Republican. He gets a 54, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. You've got Devin Nunes gets a 54 on the John Birch Society Freedom Index. A congressional scorecard based on the Constitution. Devin Nunes literally gets a 54. Think about that for a minute, folks. Think about that. Freedom Index. A congressional scorecard based on the U.S. Constitution. Devin Nunes gets only 54. Do you know what a Ron Paul and a Rand Paul and Mike Lee and those guys get? Like 90%. Right? So what a shame. So Donald Trump wants you to believe this guy's a freedom fighter. He's a conservative. He's a real good dude. I don't see it that way. Wow. I don't really think Devin Nunes is who a lot of people believe he is. Do you? I don't. I don't really find this to be credible. I say shame on Devin Nunes. What do you say, folks? Are you pleased with a 54 for Devin Nunes? Devin Nunes, 54. I think that's a disgrace, personally. But Donald Trump has lauded this guy to lead his media company. Do you want a guy with 54? Devin Nunes only gets 54%. I think that's a disgrace, personally. I really do. All right, you say, Sam, you're going back and forth here a little bit. Yep, I am. So you got two stories we're tracking right now, and I'm tracking both of them simultaneously, single-handedly. How do you like that? Freedom Index, a congressional scorecard. Based on the U.S. Constitution, Devin Nunes, 54. JBS.org. That's where you want to go, ladies and gentlemen. When you want to find out the wherewithal of a congressman or a senator or one of those guys, you can look up on the Freedom Index how constitutional they are. And at 54%, what if that was how often you cheated on your wife? At 54%, you don't cheat. That means 46% you do. Wow. Now, when I say Ron Paul, Rand Paul, you know, some of these guys get 90%+. They do. Why don't they get 100%? Because sometimes there's slight different interpretations about how am I trying to say this? There's sometimes a slight difference in how you interpret the Constitution. So sometimes it's not quite fair. It's not quite fair to just always say, we're right constitutionally, you're always wrong constitutionally, right? That's kind of what the debate is. Anyway, I bring that up because I really think it's important to kind of understand. We're talking about voting records is what we're talking about here, folks, with this. All right? So with a Freedom Index, a congressional scorecard based on the U.S. Constitution, Devin Nunes' voting record, 54. That's sad. That is really, really sad to me. Anyway, so as I was saying, though, some of these people get like a 92% or whatever. And I think a lot of times it's just how they interpret the Constitution. Okay, you can't really honestly say sometimes something could be constitutional in a way or not in a way, right? You say, what do you mean, Sam? Well, let me explain it a little bit more like this. Let's say that there's a bill, and let's say that it's got 10 things in it, because every bill is not a single issue. We've tried to really push for single issue bills for quite some time as well. But let's say that it's not a single issue. Let's say there's 10 items on the bill. 9 of them are wonderful. They're incredible. In fact, they're so important that we need to get them passed or stopped, whatever the case may be. And there's one thing in that bill that's not great. It's just not great. In fact, it's not even constitutional. Do you be so pure that you throw the baby out with the bathwater every time and say, nope, that's got a little bad thing in it. Never vote for it. But then you never get anything good passed either because of the way they, you know, put these bills together and these omnibus spending bills and these, you know, multi-topic large bills, right? Okay, so sometimes you agree to a bill that, well, the scorecard would say that was a bad vote, and it was. But in the reality of the circumstance, it was the very best constitutional move you could make, but it still isn't 100% constitutional. But at some point, do you compromise? Do you take it or leave it? If the founding fathers never compromised, if they never had a little bit of a take it or leave it attitude, you know, kind of attitude, we would not even have the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and we wouldn't have America today. So some compromise is necessary, is justified, is legitimate. And the point is that sometimes when you do that, though, based on the pure totality of the votes, then, hey, you're not 100%er anymore, are you? So that's kind of the problem with the discussion. And there's different interpretations, you know. For example, if I was in Congress and said, Sam, you can vote for vouchers for schools. I'm not really a government school guy. I don't want vouchers. I don't want to spend the money in other... But yet, it's better than where we are, as Kurt Crosby always likes to say. So I may be willing to vote for that, even though I don't think it's the pure best vote. It's a better vote than we've got. Well, am I 100% constitutional? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on who you ask. And it depends on how far you dig into the details of what I really stood for or stood against, right? All right, hang tight. Sam Bushman on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a $768 billion defense bill after lawmakers dropped proposals that would have required women to register for the draft, repealed the 2002 authorization of the Iraq War, and imposed sanctions for a Russia gas pipeline. Instead, the measure provides significant increases for initiatives intended to counter China and bolster Ukraine. The Biden administration's mandate for federal contractor employees to be vaccinated will be halted nationwide amid lawsuits from several states that say the president overstepped his authority in demanding the COVID-19 shots. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
The reason that we proposed these requirements is that we know they work and we are confident in our ability legally to make these happen across the country.
The mandate was set to take effect January 4th, affecting roughly a quarter of the U.S. workforce. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Although the press was kept out and the White House is providing no transcript of Tuesday's video call between Presidents Biden and Putin, all we know is what the White House is releasing.
Direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan describes President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Sullivan adding that President Biden warned Putin regarding those troops and what happens if Russia invades Ukraine.
If Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Food and Safety Inspection Service, a part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, recently announced a massive recall that involves 235,000 pounds of pork products from Alexander and Horning. The food items may be contaminated with Listeria. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm attacking Devin Nunes, if you will, and really Donald Trump in a way. I don't mean to attack them personally, but you know what? Their decision-making is of great concern, in my opinion. All right? Well, right when I'm doing this, Donald Trump emails me and says, I knew you always believed in me. Save America's President Donald Trump. Sam, have you noticed that the radical left is now admitting I was right about everything they lied about before the election? Hydroxychloroquine works. The China virus came from a Chinese lab. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo. The Russian bounty story was fake. We did produce vaccines before the end of 2020. Record time, I might add. Yeah, shame on that, Donald. Blue state lockdowns didn't work. Schools should be opened. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. Our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. The media and their Democrat partners spend years lying about me to the American people, and it turns out I was right all along. I received no apologies, no retractions, nothing. Well, Donald, maybe you ought to hang out with me a little bit because I've got those thugs to retract a few times, my friend. Yeah, true story. In fact, even when we battled over your son, my friend, I got them to change their story and tell the truth. I know you always believed in me and will always stand with me, which is why I'm calling on you now, Sam, to step up and show support. Please contribute any amount immediately. Yeah, showing that you'll always stand with your president. Well, you know, this is kind of what I have a problem with. Is the only way I can believe in Donald by putting money into his kitty right now? What about if I talk about it and saying he was right in the media? He has been right about all these things the whole time. I agree. President Trump, if you want to come on the radio, or former President Trump, you know, whatever you prefer. If you want to come on the radio, my friend, and talk about how I agree with you on most things, on a lot of things, and how I'll defend you till the death on many things. And you know, you want to come on the radio and talk about it, and you want some free airtime at my expense? Give me a ring, my friend. And you can email me, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. And we'll go ahead and talk about it and set it up. Okay, but this is what I mean. I don't like it when you email me every single day begging me for money. And then I say, great, I'll use my money. I'll run your radio commercials for free, which you're begging you need money to air. I'll air them for free. How much money is that giving you? I'll have you on the radio and promote it. Okay, but there's only so much I can do. But then you literally put this guy that's the leader of your media company that literally gets a Freedom Index, a congressional scorecard on the constitutionality of your votes, and you only get a 54. That's the leader of your media company. I submit to you, that's a shame. All right, now, Joe Biden participated in a lighting ceremony. It was his first tree lighting ceremony, they say, as POTUS. And unsurprisingly, they say there were gaffes. Is that how they say it? Yeah. It's kind of a sad tale, I tell you what. As Fox News reports, President, that means Joe, and Jill couldn't make it to the stage for a full 2 minutes after rapper Cool J, he's LL Cool J, announced them. Okay? And so the mainstream press making a big deal of this. The conservatives are all jumping all over it, going, oh, Donald. They say this ultimately necessitated the audience's service members and their families to be told to sit down. Yeah. The result was equal parts awkward and painful as the crowd stood to hail the chief and then they were forced to stay standing wondering what they ought to do next. It was awkward. Mr. Cool J jumped in to try to smooth things over, trying to tell the crowd, good vibes, good vibes. Now, then Joe Biden comes on stage 2 minutes. They joke and say somebody had to wake him up. Now, I don't know the truth. And here's why I kind of have a problem with even the conservative news people. Liberals, you listen up because you say that I always just go conservative and da-da-da-da. No, I don't. I call it as I see it to the best of my ability every time. Okay, as you see, I love Donald in many ways, but I bring up the truth about Donald in many ways. When Donald stands for pro-life, I commend him till the cows come home. But when Donald puts a guy like Devin Nunes in charge of his media that's got 54% on his constitutionality scorecard, I go, shame. Oh, shame. Oh, sad. Right? When a federal judge in Georgia defends Donald Trump and puts a stay on Biden's vaccine mandate. See, Donald's for the vaccines, which I say shame on Donald for, but he's not for the mandate, which I praise Donald for, right? Well, anyway, same thing here. Joe Biden, I'm going to defend him right now, okay? You say, why would you do that, Sam? Because it's the right thing to do. So the big thing is Joe Biden participated in his first tree lighting ceremony as POTUS, and they say, unsurprisingly, there was gaffes. All right? But here's the problem I have with this, folks. I don't know why Joe wasn't there. And neither do you. And so I'm not going to just attack. I'm not just going to attack when I don't know. So was it awkward? Yes. Was it good? No. But I don't know if the president had something that he had to do first, if there was something that was, there's a lot of things the president has to do. Whether you agree he's a legitimate president or not is not the point right now. I don't know if he was just late due to factors beyond his control. I know that the security teams have a lot to do with, you know, how quick you can arrive or be somewhere or do this or that. I know you're depending on other people for your entourage and all this going on. Okay, I'm not defending Joe. I am defending his position and circumstance, though. And when we just see this gaffe and we go, oh, this is horrible, look at Joe. We, in my opinion, we lose too much political capital. Because anybody in their right mind goes, give the guy a break. If somebody else was late, we wouldn't beat him up like that. If there was some other misstep about where the president was supposed to be when, and you know, the Democrats do this and we mock them for doing it. Right? Okay, and so let's not do it when the shoe's on the other foot. Let's be honest and fair. Okay, let's be fair about this. I'm not happy that the president wasn't there. I'm not happy it was a little bit goofy, but I'll tell you my complaint with this whole story and why I bring it up. Let's first hear what we're talking about. It's on video, so if you go look it up, you can see it. But here's what happens when LL Cool J, the famous rapper, introduces Joe at the lighting ceremony.
Now, it is my tremendous honor to welcome our literal host, the actual host of this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So they clap, and this music plays for a long time. That's why I'm talking in the middle of it. Leave that music playing. And so LL Cool J's up there. Everybody's standing up waiting for, you know, Joe to walk in. Everybody's kind of feeling awkward because where's Joe? Where's Joe? Hey, Joe? Somebody find Joe. And so Cool J, LL Cool J, eventually tries to recover. And I commend him for what he tried to do. He did a good job, LLJ did, given the circumstances. Very professional and appropriate. Okay, turn this up, Cam. Right? So you still get this silence. They finally stop the music. They're going, what's going on? We got to redo this thing. You hear literally sirens in the back. I don't know if they're in the hood or what, but, you know. The crowd's going, huh? What? Everybody's tripping out right now in the video, right? They're going, what? Cool J doesn't know what to do. Cool J ain't. Well, he's kind of almost lost his cool, but he gets it back. He's a performer. He knows.
All right, good vibes. Good vibes. All right, so. We want to do it again. Not the whole thing. You know, you're good. You all stood up. Very patriotic. That's wonderful. Yes, you're respecting the office. You're supposed to. Sit down again one more time. All right? You know? It'll be fine. Things going to go well. Okay. A lot of applause. And now, it's my tremendous honor to welcome our real hosts, our literal hosts for this very American celebration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. I want to talk about this in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So you heard it. Joe's at a lighting ceremony. LL Cool J is up there doing the honors. And the president and Jill, they don't show up. Now, you know, why do you call him the president, Sam? Because that's what LL Cool J is calling him. I personally think that Joe's an illegitimate man. He's not the president. I really think there's vote fraud, and I think there was scandal that put him there. Nevertheless, he was at the lighting ceremony, and he didn't show up for a couple of minutes, and it was super awkward. We just played you kind of the deal. The video even looks worse. And LL Cool J does his best to try to recover and to deal with it. He's like, good vibes, good vibes. It's cool. We got this. No problem. You know, and LL Cool J, believe it or not, did a very professional, good job. So I'm not going to criticize LL Cool J for the job that he did. I'm not going to criticize the Joe for not being there. I don't know the reasons. There could be a legitimate, you know, respect the office is what LL Cool J said. And I agree. Why? You know what? It's a minor thing. Anybody could have missed their cue for whatever reason. All right? It happens. I'm in the media. When things are live, you can miss your cue. Things could not go off as you intend. That doesn't mean that the president, you know, they want you to believe it's because he's all senile. He can't. That may or may not be factual. Okay, I believe it is factual. Personally, that's my opinion to which I'm entitled. But that may not have been the reason for this at all, and it may be an unwarranted swipe at Joe. And I think we lose a lot of political capital when we do that, okay? So I'm going to defend Joe Biden here and say, you know what? Shame on you guys for literally mocking this gaffe. It reminds me of Ben Carson when he was ready to go out on stage for the debates and he missed his cue somehow. Sometimes when you're backstage, you can't hear well enough or you think they're going to do something, or they change their mind, and you thought that you were supposed to go later. I mean, all this stuff happens. You know, it's common. Or you're not at the right place because it's a further walk to the stage than you thought it was because you have to go around or go through some door to get up there. All I'm telling you is there's a gazillion things that can go wrong. And to mock Joe over this, I believe, is very foolish. So shame on you, Republicans. Fox News and others, to make a big deal out of this, shame on you. Especially when we're talking about Christmas, forgiveness, lighting ceremonies. Okay, give a little bit of grace to some people. All right, that's my take on the story. And everybody else would kind of leave it at that. You're either for Joe, he's a wacko. I'm sorry, you're either for Joe, he's awesome, or Joe's a wacko and you got to mock him at every turn. I have a completely different take on this story that I would like to share with you, though, that I believe is warranted. If you are the president of the United States of America, and you are going to be introduced as the, quote, host at a lighting ceremony, why would you have rapper LL Cool J represent you? Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but this is Christmas. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about a lighting ceremony. It's about the leader of the free world. It's about patriotism. It's about all things America. It's about, okay, why would you have LL Cool J be your advocate, your chosen to introduce you? Usually you choose somebody to introduce you that you have confidence or trust or faith or whatever in. I believe LL Cool J was chosen only because in our modern world of immorality, he's a star-studded person to introduce the president. It looks good. It appeals to the younger audience. It ties him to rap and to all these things that the world seems to love. It ties him to celebrity. It ties him to, okay. But here's the problem that I have with it. I don't know how much you all know about LL Cool J. And I don't know him personally. But I can watch the fruits. By their fruits shall ye know them. And I'm telling you right now that LL Cool J has been one of the longest rappers in the business. I mean, he's got album after album coming out every 2, 3, 4 years for literally decades. And then they basically mocked him in, you know, the early 2000s and said, LL's too old, he ain't coming back. And he mocked him as a rapper and said, you guys don't realize who the big daddy in rap really is. I'm back and I'm big and I'm LL Cool J and I'm big and badder and better than ever. Kind of an idea. All right. And he's relevant literally 5 decades. I mean, he was doing this stuff in the 80s, folks. So 80s, 90s, what do you want to call them? The 10s, the teens, literally, you know, 4 decades or something like that. This guy's been relevant right now. But what is he relevant in doing? Let's be honest and clear. He's a rapper, right? And as a rapper, he talks about drugs, sex, violence, crime, genuine disorderly conduct and rowdy behavior, parties. But in all that, he glorifies drugs and alcohol. He glorifies the club. He glorifies the abjectivity of women. Where's the Me Too movement now when they say Joe and Cool J, how dare you guys? Right? Where's the Me Too movement now? Look, LL Cool J is the master for preying on women. I mean, in his songs, he uses the N-word with the R at the end or the at the end. On a lot of his songs, you hear that over and over. He talks about women's bodies in a very, abjective manner. Okay, in a very sexually explicit manner. Right? He's a very good rhymer. I'll give him that. But why would you have LL Cool J be the guy to announce you when you could have literally anybody in the world? And if you want to use an African-American to kind of help, you know, use somebody like Ben Carson. Use somebody like David Clark Jr., former sheriff, right? Use somebody like that. But why would you use LL Cool J? Everything LL Cool J is famous for, in my mind, and I think in anybody's mind, if you really want to do it, you would have to say he's made his fame and fortune on glorifying the hood and the streets life, the gangster life, the famous person's life. Right? Radio, 1985 was, I think, his first album. I Can't Live Without My Radio. You Can't Dance. Dear Yvette, I Can Give You More. Dangerous. Rock the Bells. I Need a Beat. That's a Lie. I Want You. Okay, let's just do a little bit of lyrics from I Want You. Just take the last song on his first album, shall we? You say, Sam, you're picking the worst of them. Maybe, maybe not. LL Cool J. Look, girl, I'm not going to sing because I just don't do that. LL Cool J. I see you in between class when my mind does the task. One glimpse of your eyes and my heart beats fast. A mysterious fantasy. Lovely young queen. Your pull so subtle. Just like the magazine. Come and visit my sister. She's in the living room. Eat donuts and milk and listen to a pop tune. Used to be my babysitter. I want you for my women. Without you, my life is bitter like a lemon. I want you, I want you. LL Cool J. I daydream of seeds, girl, when you pass by. I wonder what the future holds for you and I. I tell my friends favorite tales about me and you. My total devotion for you is true. See you get on the bus. I trip as I get on. My body gets warm, but my mind is torn. I admit you're the queen of elegant. Maybe I'm just another puppy love. Lucids. Anyway, it goes on. Opportunity knocks. I feel like I just better. To me, you're like a drug, boy. I want you, I want you. Anyway, the weaker I get, I can't mess up in school. Just to hear your name, girl, it makes me drool. Spend the night over my house with my sister and my friends. I wish you wouldn't treat me like I'm your cousin. You walk by my window, I see your silhouette. Candlelight is what I desire, but all I get to do is fix your flat tire. When you ring my bell, perfume I smell. The aroma pierces through my heart cell. I tell you that my sister isn't here today. You go away, but I wish you'd stay. Yes, girl, I'm twisted round your finger. When you leave, your perfume lingers. I want you, I want you. LL Cool J. The clock tick-tocks as I lay in my bed. It's visions of you circling through my head. I sip lemon and iced tea and read a magazine. Wish we were involved in a sneaky love scene. Saturday night, it's time to party, y'all. But unseen force has my back to the wall. All eyes hit the door. Red dress shines loud. The moment has come. My fantasy's here now. You sip gin and tonic with a double hole straw. Finally, I get the nerve to buy you one more. The bartender smirks. I whisper, he's a jerk. I'm wearing leather pants and a $30 shirt. Often using double mints. Sit back. Crack a smile. Trying to act like y'all relaxed and not a child. See, I'm 16 and you're in college. Love is sweet. Then please give me the knowledge. I want you. I want you. LL Cool J. Anyway, it goes on. He basically says, and you're the woman that I wanted to get for years. He says, it seems like your dress is getting tighter and tighter. Anyway, he goes on. It just goes on and on. All right? A sweet love story from LL Cool J. I want you, I want you. Now, that's one of the more mild songs. I can't read the other ones with the N-words in them. And I can't read to you the other ones that literally start talking about sex and objectifying women. But all the body parts are named. Literally, in some of his songs, they're him and a female are literally choreographing sex acts. Okay, so why, I'm asking you, my fellow Americans, why would Joe Biden have Cool J be his announcer? Because it's famous, it's popular, and it gives the president the mojo that he doesn't have. But in my opinion, it's an indictment on society that this would give Joe Biden the mojo instead of shame. Okay, of all the people, if you are the president, and you say, you know what, we need to respect the office of the president of the United States of America, the last thing you would do would be to have a rapper like this be the guy that would announce you. Okay? Everything that he is known for is all the things that break down society, that create carnage, that create trouble for women and children. And, okay, everything that LL Cool J's made his name on is against everything the president of the United States should stand for. Why would you have LL Cool J when there's so many incredible people that could announce you? What a sad tale to tell is my takeaway from the story. Hour one of the can, two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.